Okay, today is Daf Hey. We're on Daf Hey. We're actually on the two dots on the top of Hey Amud Aleph, four lines from the top. Amar Rav Levi Bar Chama, Amar Rav Shimon ben Lakish, La'olam, always. What's always? Always Yargiz Adam Yetzer Tov Al Yetzer Hara. You should always battle your Yetzer Tov. Should always be battling your Yetzer Hara. What's the lesson? Always. So the Imri Noam says, like any other enemy, when they get defeated, there's a surrender. And then the war is over. Right? The loser loses and the war is over. The Yetzer Hara is never, it's never over. The Yetzer Hara never gives up. You beat him today, tomorrow's a whole new battle. So it's always, every day this has to go on. La'olam, always, unbelievable part. Always you should have your Yetzer Hara. Yetzer Tov has to fight with your Yetzer Hara. Says Rashi, Shiyasa Mulchama in Yetzer Hara. You have to make a Mulchama with him. Right? The Rashi in Sanhedrin says, a little different, he says that it's not enough just to fight with him. The way to really beat him, the way to really beat him is to go to the Beis HaMedrash. To do a mitzvah. Don't just sit and fight with him. The way to really beat him is to actually go positive and do mitzvot. Shenemar, like it says in the Pasuk, Rigzu ve'el techetau. Rigzu ve'el techetau. Fight, don't sin. Im nitzchu mutaf. If you beat him, good. V'yam lav, and if not, yasek b'torah, study Torah. Shenemar, because it says, Imru b'lvavchem, right? Imru b'lvavchem. That's the next words in the Pasuk. And b'lvavchem means in your heart. That's Torah learning. Im nitzchu mutaf. If you beat him, good. V'yam lav, and if not, you should read Kriyashma. Shenemar, because it says, Al mishkavchem, on your bed. So it's an allusion to when you go to sleep at night. That's an allusion to that. And therefore, it says, on your bed. And therefore, that's an allusion to Kriyat Shema. So the first thing you do is learn. If that doesn't work, you recite Kriyat Shema. To ask the Riyaf, isn't Kriyat Shema just part of learning? Part of the Torah? Why is it a separate thing? Very good question. The answer is not as good as the question. He answers that this statement is only said at night. At night, there's a special Shmira, that Kriyat Shema has a special Shmira to protect you at night. The question is better than the answer. Okay? If that works, good. And if not, yiskolo yom hamitza. You should remember the yom hamitza. Shenemar, because it says v'domu sela, and you should be silent. And you're silent after you pass away. So ask everybody. Then why don't you just go straight to the yom hamitza? Why do you have to first have Torah or Shema? If you want to be best the Yetzer Hara, so just right away remember the yom hamitza. If that's going to work, why are you the other two stages? So he answers as follows. Two answers. First answer is given by the Sifrei Chachamim. Remembering the day of your death, that doesn't work. That doesn't work. As a matter of fact, the Pasuk in Yeshaya says that, Pasuk in Yeshaya, everyone knows this Pasuk, V'hinei sasam v'simcha harug baboker, ochel basa v'shishlos yayin, eat and drink and be merry, because on tomorrow, ochel v'shasu ki machar namus, tomorrow we're going to die, right? Remembering the Yom HaMitzvah doesn't make somebody a better person. I mean, just the opposite. It makes them party. Rav Ruderman says this. If remembering the Yom HaMitzvah would make you right away be a tzaddik, then the biggest tzaddikim in the world should be those that work in the cemetery. That should be. It's not true. They're good people. That means they're not the Gedolei Hador. Why? You first need Torah, and you first need Shema, and you first need other things. Then the Yom HaMisa has an effect. To jump to the Yom HaMisa without any preparation, that doesn't work. That's the first answer. Then Yaakov gives another answer. He says it's very simple. If all you're going to do is think about the Yom HaMisa, it's very depressing. It's very depressing. All it does is make you sad. It doesn't make you a better Jew. It just makes you sad. People like that. They walk around in depression all day. What are you depressed about? Oh, because they're going to die. Most of us don't think like that. Because it's actually depressing. Now, if you're having a fight with the Yetzer Hara, and you're okay, there might be an option at the end of the fight, there might be the good option that'll save you. That shouldn't be your focus your whole life. Pretty depressing way to live. Okay. Amar Blevi Bar Chama, Amar Shua Ben Lakish. My decision. What does it mean when it says Ve'etno Lacha Es Luchos Even HaTorah VaMitzvah Asher Kasavti Lahorosam? Right. the problem here is that the words are out of order. Because I'm going to say like this. Luchos, Elu Atzeres HaDibros. The Luchos are a reference to the Atzeres HaDibros. Torah, Zem Mikra. Torah means Chumash, says Rashi. Chumash, Shem Mitzvah Likros BaTorah. It's a mitzvah to read the Torah. As the Marsha says, you have a mitzvah of Trop and of Bimah V'Sedra. You don't have that with any other learning. Nothing else has that. V'ha mitzvah, zu mishnah. Mitzvah is mishnah. Asher kasavti, what's kasavti? Elu nevim uksuvim. That's navi and ksuvim. Lahoro sam, and to teach them, ze gemara. Melamed shekulam nitnu Moshe misinai. They're all given to Moshe at Har Sinai. In the Rambam, when the Rambam writes his Yad HaChazaka, this is the opening statement of his Yad HaChazaka. You should just know, it's all from Har Sinai. This Gemara is his opening statement. All from Har Sinai. Every part of it. Now, funny thing, if you notice this, what's some people are going to like this Vart, some people are going to get very upset by this Vart, but Pnei Yeshua said it. The order doesn't make any sense. First you have Torah, then Mishnah, then Navi. Why is it order like that? That's not even chronologically right. Torah, then Mishnah, then Navi, then Gemara. Why is it order like that? So the Pnei Yeshua says, I'll read it inside since people are not going to like to hear this. It says, Vaday tzarech lomer she'ikar ha-mishnah kodem l'nevim uksuvim. Mishnayos comes before Navi. Why? Shehare afilu b'zman Moshe Rabbeinu hoyo oiskim b'mishnah. Even Moshe Rabbeinu learned Mishnayos. Shenemar, like we have a Gemara in Erevin that says, Tanur Rabbanan, Ketzad Seder Mishnah. How did they learn Mishnayos? Moshe lama piagvur. Moshe learned from Hashem. And then Aaron came in and Moshe taught Aaron. Then Aaron sat down and Moshe taught Aaron's children. Then the whole Klal Yisrael. Moshe himself learned Mishnayos. Therefore, it comes before Navi. Amazing verse. Comes before Navi. What about Gemara? So Gemara is just because we lost the Masorah. So we lost. You know, we don't understand who said what and what's the machlokas. That all came. That's all Gemara. Mishnah is just rules. So even Moshe learned that. But that comes before Navi. You hear that verse? That's what's in the pasuk. This drasha Mishnah is before Navi.
Have a problem.
The unbelievable. Right, he knew what time he was. So his Mishnah, had me aim say Korah is Kriya Shema without a machloket. Without a machloket. That's what his Mishnah was. It wasn't a machloket. But the rule is still true. Right? It's unbelievable verse. Okay, next. Omer Avitzcha. From Agadatha. You don't pass it from Agadatha. You don't pass it from Agadatha unless you want to. Right. Right. Amr Rav Yitzchak, Kalakari Kriyishma Alamitatso. If anyone recites Kriyishma Alamita, Kilu Ochet Cherev shall stay pipios biado. It's like he has a two-headed sword in his hand. Shemar, like it says, Romos El Begronum, Cherev pipios biado. A two-headed sword in your hand. My mashma, who said that's talking about Kriyishma? That doesn't say anything about Kriyishma Alamita. Amr Rav Zutra, Vitaim Rav Ashi, Mereisha, Dinyana. The beginning of the pasuk says, the Cherev says, Ya'alzu Chasidim. Going to praise the Hasidim, praise the glory of Hashem. Yiranenu, they sing, they praise Al Mishkavosim on their beds. V'chsev Basrei, Romos El Begronim, Cher Pivis Yadam. Obviously, what else do you say in your bed? It must be, it's a reference to Kriyashma Alamita. Bar Mevitcha, Kolakori Kriyashma Alamitaso. Anyone who recites Kriyashma Alamita, Mazikin Bedilin Haimenu. The Mazikin go away. Shinemar, Ubnei Reshef, Yagbiyu Of. And the children of Reshef, cause oaf. What's oaf? Ein oaf el Torah. Shenemar hisif einecha bo ve'einenu. Right? The hisif einecha bo is a reference to Torah. Vein reshef el mazikin. Reshef is a mention to mazikin. Shenemar, like it says, mazi rav v'locha me reshef v'ketef merivi. All those are names of mazikin, of names of shetim. So the question is, we started off by saying anyone who recites Kriyashma Alamita gets rid of the mazikin. How do you know? Because Torah gets rid of mazikin. That's not Kriyashma Alamita. Torah's not Kriyashma Alamita. Yes, it's Pasukim from the Torah. That's not Kriyashma Alamita. So the Riaf answers that that you're right. Really, it's Torah. But before you go to sleep, we made a uniform rule Everybody should say the same thing before they go to sleep. Everybody should say Kriya Shema Lamita, and that's going to be the best thing for. So it's really the same thing. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Osik. I said this right? No. Kala Osik b'Torah. Anyone who studies Torah, Yisurim b'Dila Hemenu. Yisurim go away. Shemar like it says, b'nei Reshef Hashem O b'Einu Fel Torah. Shemar Hitzip Einach Habo b'Einenu. Ben Reshef El Yisurim. Reshef means Yisurim. How do you know that? Shemar Mazib Rav V'Locha Me Reshef. It's a reference to Mazikim, which are Yisurim. Amalei Rav Yochanan. Hafil Tzvaka Shal Beis Rabban Yodin Ozei. Even the kids know this. Shemar it says, V'Yomim Shemar Tishon L'Kol Hashem L'Kecha. If you listen to Hashem, V'Yashar Be'Einav, Tase, you do what's right, V'Azanta L'Mitzvotzav, and you can listen to the mitzvot, V'Shamarta Kol Chukav, you can listen to all the chukim, Kol Machale Asher Samti B'Mitzrayim, any crazy thing that I brought in Mitzrayim, L'Avasim Alecha, I will not give to you. Ki Ani Hashem Rofecha. I am Hashem, your God. Right?
Healer.
I'm Hashem, your healer, right? Right. Okay? So what do you see? What do you see from here? The Pasuk already said. The Pasuk already said that if you follow the Torah, you're not going to get any harm. So ask the Marsha, ask the Pnei Yeshua, what are you talking about? This Pasuk doesn't say you follow the Torah. This Pasuk said, you follow the Torah, and you do everything that's right, and you keep all the mitzvot, then don't worry about it. It's a very different statement. So he answers an unbelievable answer. It says, right? It says, V'azanta l'mitzvotzav, v'shamarta kol chukav. So what do you mean? This is a pasuk that tells you that if you say Kriya Shema Lamita, you're going to be safe. You learn the Torah, you're going to be safe. This pasuk is going to keep all the mitzvot also. So he answers, this pasuk was said before Matan Torah. There were no mitzvot. There were what was said before Matan. What was it? What was it to say? A few mitzvot they had. So he says that this pasuk must be talking about Torah. What else could it be? There wasn't a shatnez then. There's nothing else to talk about. Okay. Ella kol she'efshel. What? There was no Torah, exactly. So there was a few mitzvot. Kibud of aim, right? Few things were given. Shabbos, maybe. Few things were given. So it must be a reference to some other idea. It can't be all the mitzvot. It must be learning Torah. What else could it be? Ella kol she'efshel lo lasok b'Torah ve'eina otzeik. Anyone who has the ability to learn Torah and doesn't. HaKadosh Baruch Hu may be a love Yisurin, Michu'orin, V'ochrin Oso. Horrible pain. Why is pain Mida Keneged Mida of Bittul Torah? How does that work? Why is that right? So the Riaf says, because you didn't learn when you had the chance, so now you won't be able to learn when you don't have the chance. In other words, it's going to be painful. It's very hard to learn when you're in pain. It's very difficult. Very uncomfortable, right? Okay. Shenemar ne'alamti dumia mutav ke'evi ne'echar. Vein tov el Torah. Tov is reference to Torah. Shenemar ki lekach tov natati lachem tarasi al tazovu. Amrab zer v'item rab chanina bar papa. Boru shlo kibin the kodesh baruch hu midas basav adam. See how Hashem is different than a regular person, regular king. Basav adam. A basav adam adamocha chefetz l'chaveiro. When a person gives, when he sells something to his friend, mocher atzev. The seller many times is sad. He didn't want to sell it, but he needs the cash, right? V'lokeach sameach. The buyer's happy. Aval Hakadosh Baruch Hu ain't okay. Now Hakadosh Baruch Hu is not like that. Nasan lehem Torah liYisrael. He gave the Torah. Shenemar v'sameach. He's very happy. Shenemar ki lekach tov nasati lachem torasi al tazovu. Right. Problem is, Hashem didn't sell it to us. He gave it as a gift. Many times people give a gift and they're very happy. They gave someone a gift. They're very excited. They gave their love. Right? So, what does this mean? I said, normally, people sell things. They don't really want to sell it. Here, Hashem gave it. He's so happy. Yeah, Hashem didn't sell it to us. He gave it to us. Very good question. The answer is, most of the time, this is true most of the time. It's not true all the time. Most of the time, anytime somebody gives a gift, there's always strings attached. Either because you want something from them, or because you owe them, right? Or you're going to want something from them. Many times, it's not. And there are times when it is really, really just for no reason. But Hashem, when he gave it, there was mamish no reason. He mamish gave it out of the goodness of his heart. Question is better than the answer. No?
Also it says, which means the implication would be that the other side, his transaction wouldn't be so happy.
Exactly. Right, exactly. On my Rav of Etam, Gemara now. It's very difficult. Very difficult Gemara. People have gone off the derech because of this Gemara. Very difficult Gemara. We're going to do our best. Amar Rav Yitam Rav Chista. Imroa Adam Sheyisurin Bonala. If a person sees why he has hardship, Yifash Beish B'maithav, he should check out his actions. In other words, don't say Hashem doesn't have a plan. There's no rhyme or reason to this. It's just a freak thing. It's a freak chance. No, it's none of that. Check out your actions. Right? Shenemar, Nach Pesa Derachenu, search the ways, Benach Korah, and go delve into it. Vinashuva Ad Hashem, and return. Pish Pesh V'lo Mata, if you did that, you couldn't find anything. Couldn't find. Rashi says on the left side, the last wide line, Lo Mata Avera Biyado, you didn't find an Avera, I have Averas. I'm not perfect. But nothing I do deserve what I got. That's what Rashi says. Nothing I do deserve what I got. It's a good question. It's a good question. It's a very good question. Right? Rashi says, the Marsha says, Rashi had to say that because maybe you're Pshat. The Marsha says, nobody's perfect. Nobody's perfect. Right? So, but the problem is, I don't deserve that. This I didn't deserve. Yeah, not perfect. I didn't deserve this. So, if that happens, yitle b'bitl Torah. Hang it on bitl Torah. Right? Now, if bitl Torah is so severe, then how could it be that you searched out and you couldn't find that? How could that be part? Right? You didn't find that? When you were searching all your deeds, you didn't find that one? Right? Others say that just the opposite. You're such an Am Aretz that you don't even realize how the Bittul Torah your whole life, how it affected you. That you don't even, you can't even figure out what you're doing even wrong.
Huh?
No. Yitlev Bittul Torah. And you couldn't find anything wrong with you.
Your actions.
Because your actions,
you wonder why business is not going well, but you're stealing.
Right. So I'm not stealing. I'm so honest. I'm so honest. So why is my business going well? You know what maybe it is? Maybe it is that you don't open a safe forever. Your whole life. You don't open anything. So, but if you're searching your actions, so...
People look for a negative.
Right. So we explain why... Right.
You would think that maybe you're violating... You have to do a negative action in order to...
So you're saying ma'asev only means doing los ha'aseis. It's a little stretch to say that, no? What will we bitul say? So a guy never wears tefillin. I don't understand. Why am I not going to do my business? I don't wear tefillin. So what? It's not an action. Same thing. I never bench. I don't bench. I didn't do anything wrong. I'm just bitul and I say. That's a hard thing to say. But that's okay?
Is it okay?
Of course it's not okay. So I do bench and I do wear tefillin. I'm so good. So the Gemara answers, hang it on bitul Torah. Which is really an action. Because you're doing something else instead of learning. Okay, Shenemar, like it says, Asher Agever Asher Tiasrenu Ka Umitaras Chasalam Denu. Diem Tola V'lo Matza. If you search it, you don't. Every minute you learn it, and you still haven't been. Be a dua. You should know she Yisurim Shal Ahavahim. They are Yisurim of Ahava. Okay, Shenemar, like it says, Kies Asher Ahav Hashem Yochiach. Very deep, impossible line. What do you mean Yisurim Shal Ahava? I didn't ask. Bnei Yeshua asked, Who treats us? Which king treats their subjects like that? That the one he loves, Badafka, the one he gives pain to. Nobody does that. That's not a normal thing. That's not normal behavior. Why is Hashem doing that? We'll have an answer in a minute. Before we get to that answer, maybe look at Rashi. Rashi says, Yishurim Shalava. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Miyasro Ba'olam Hazeh. Hashem gives you pain in this world. Belo Shum Avon. You have no sin. I think that's a key stress in Rashi. You have no sin. You're mamish perfect. You have no sin. So once you have a sin, don't think you're lava. What else could it be? Hashem loves me. Hashem must love me so much. He gives me so much of a bad life. Must be. No. Only if you have no sin, you can take such a thing. If you have a sin already, you're not in this category. Right? So very few people could be in this category anyway. Below shum avon, kidei in order, laharbos secharo ba'olam haba. To give you more schar in Olam Haba, Yoser Mechdei Zechu Yosav, more than you deserve. So again, the Kadosh Hu asks, why would anyone do that? Why does Hashem do that? Nobody else would do that. Take what's, I'm going to take a house away, and I'm going to mistreat you, and I'm going to do horrible things to you. Yeah, and in 20 years I'll give it back to you. Nobody would do that. So the Kadosh Hu answers, and this is the. It's the best answer. The best answer that I saw. What the Kadosh Hu says like this: Hashem only does this what Hashem does is He gives Yisurim Shel Ahava to the Gedolim, to the great people, and they're basically taking one for the less great people. Because if Hashem would give the regular Hamonam what they deserve, they would all, as the phrase goes, they'd go off the derech. They wouldn't be able to suffer and wouldn't be able to handle it. So what Hashem does is, He takes it away from those people. They can't handle it. And He throws it on the tzaddikim. And that's what Rashi means when he says, and they get more than they deserve. They don't deserve this. They don't deserve it. They deserve to have the best lives. They're the best ones of the bunch. They're the best. But the ones that deserve it can't handle it. So Hashem gives it to them. That's the best answer. I think that's such a difficult answer. What? So Hashem knows who can handle and who can't. I didn't make this one up. The Pnei Yeshua said that. That's what Rashi means when he says they get more than they deserve. They don't deserve. What? Right, they have no sin. They don't have any sins. They're already on a very high level. So if Hashem gives them some Yisurim, they don't deserve it. What is it? Shum Shalava. Doesn't mean because Hashem loves them, therefore, they're already in a special league. They're loved by Hashem. They have a better... They can suffer it. The average guy can't. So Hashem gives them what the average guy should be getting. What kind of cheshmen is that? I don't know.
Why should I try hard? Look at these guys. They're suffering. You know what I mean?
And they're so good and they're suffering. Right. I know. It's a good point. It's a very good point. The question is much better than the answer. Right, let's say, this is one of the most difficult Gemaras in all of Shas. What does this mean? What does this statement mean? Hashkafically difficult. Right? It's a very hashkafically difficult thing. Right, it's a life problem. It's a life problem.
No shiva calls the rub will say to the Abel, don't search. You don't know Hashem's ways. Accept it or
right.
No. They'll never tell you to go look into what you did wrong. Most of the time, I never hear that.
You won't hear that because it's not something that's palpable. It's hard to say that to somebody. Okay, so you had a terrible tragedy. Why don't you go examine your... You can't say that to people. Right? What?
You're saying we should do that? Even
there's a pirush on Mishnayos in a standard Mishnayos called the Melech HaShlomo. If you have nothing to do, read the introduction to the Melech HaShlomo. Pirush on Mishnayos. Obviously, he was a learned person. He wrote a pirush on Mishnayos. I never wrote a pirush on Mishnayos. Right? He was a very learned person. I think he lost 9 children. It's an unbelievable tragedy. And he writes the most flowery, beautiful, unbelievable. That's the kind of person that we're talking about. A guy like that. Sure, it affected him. Nobody wants to do that. He sat shiva and he cried. I'm sure it all happened. But for some level, he's a very high level person. He's an unbelievable person. So he was able to. That's his super shalafa. What else could that be? I think he lived in a few hundred years ago. Melech HaShlomo. Yeah. Amar Rava. Amar. Shekhar Shbrecha Chafetz Bo. Whoever Hashem likes. Whoever Hashem desires, medako be yisurin. He punishes with yisurin. Shenamer, like it says, Vashem chafetz dako hachali. Yachal afil lo kibla me'ava, even if it's not me'ava, tamad lomar, imlo, im tatsim asham but nafsho, ma asham lodas, af yisurim lodas. It's somehow it's with knowledge. Bim kiblam, and if they accept it, ma shachar, what's the reward? Yire zera, yarach yomim, their long life, lo'od el shal tamido, miskaya biyado. Shenemar, ha-chafet Hashem, biyado yatzliach. Okay. Pligi bar Rav Yaakov bar Idi, v'rav Acha bar Chanina. Chad amar, eil heim Yisurim shel Ahava. This is Yisurim shel Ahava. Kol she'ein bahem bitul Torah. No, you don't even have bitul Torah in your hands? That's Yisurim shel Ahava. Shenemar, ashra gever, asher tiyasrenu ka, umitzurascha tzalamdenu. V'chad amar, no, eil Yisurim shel Ahava. Kol she'ein ben bitul tefila. You don't even about the tefila. We don't even know what that means. What, to show up at a minion? You're half asleep or you're rushing through. We don't know what this means either. Shenemar, like it says, Baruch Elokim, asher lo hasir tefilasi v'chazdo me'ito, me'iti. Amalahu Rav Abba, breder Rav Chia bar Abba, hachem Rav Chia bar Abba, amar v'yochanan. Eilu v'eilu yisun shel avahin. Both. Shenemar, ki es asher yahav, asher yochiach. Elamatam Adlama over Taraska Tilamdenu. I'll take me Tilamdenu, Ella Tilamdenu. In other words, this concept that there's such a thing as Isurim will learn out of the Torah. Before we've been quoting Tukim and Navi. Now we're going to quote you one from the Torah. Shnemar, like it said, Devar Torah, Mitaraska Tilamdenu. Kavachomer Mishain Ba'ayin. It's Kavachomer from Shain Ba'ayin. What's the story of Shain Ba'ayin? So you have a slave, and the owner knocks out a tooth or an eye. The slave goes out free. Why? No reason for it. Gzeres HaKasav. Right? Gzeres HaKasav, that if a slave gets his tooth or eye knocked out, he becomes a free man. So that's in the Torah. Ma Shein Ba'ayin. Just like Shein Ba'ayin. Shein Echad Me'evarav Shal Adam. Evid Yotze Ben L'Cheiros. And one of them gets knocked out, he goes out for free. Yithurin. So, pain. Shem Makrin called Gufo Shal Adam. The whole body suffers when you're in pain. Alachas Kam V'Kama. So surely, quote unquote, you're going to be free. Kahana the Rishon Ben Lakish, the Amar Rishon Ben Lakish, it's a different part. It's a Gzeira Shava. Nemar Bris B'melach, it says Bris by salt, but Nemar Bris B'Yithurin, and it says Bris by Yithurin. Nemar Bris B'melach, Dichsev Losash Bris Melach Bris. Right, don't reduce the Melach, the salt Bris. But Nemar Bris B'Yithurin, and it says Bris B'Yithurin, Dichsev El Divrei HaBris. Ma Bris Amar Melach, Melach Mamtekes as a Basar, just like by salt, salt sweetens, makes the meat better. Af Bris Da'amar B'Yithurin, Yizum American Kala V'Nosav Shal Adam. It cleanses, it whitens, it makes better all your sins. He quotes over here, the Ben Yoyahu quotes from Rav Shimshon Astropoli, who's a Makubal. What's the nafka mina between learning out from a Gzeir Shava from Bris, or learning out from Shein Ba'ayin, Amam Atzinu? So he says, Shein Ba'ayin, the only time a slave goes out free is if the owner does it not on purpose, but if the owner does it himself. What if the slave trips over the sidewalk and his tooth gets knocked out? He doesn't go free. Only if the owner does it himself. Salt and meat, the salt could fall in on its own. A little baby can knock over the salt. So it depends how you view the sewer. Do you view it as, this has happened to me? And things happen, people get hurt, things happen. Or no, do you view it as, only Hashem did this to me? And that's maybe what they're arguing about. Tanya, Rishon ben Yochai Omer, Shalosh, this is a famous Gemara, Shalosh Matanos, Tovos, Nathan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, three presents Hashem gave to Klal Yisrael, V'kul lo nesanon ela al yedei Yisurin. And all of them were given only through Yisurin. Elohein, these are them. Torah we don't focus on a lot. Eretz Yisrael is Yisurin. That's why there's so much machlokas about it. That's what it is. And everything is Eretz Yisrael. Torah also says it. It says it by Torah also. Torah, Eretz Yisrael, and Olam Haba. Right? Getting Olam Haba is not easy. It's a hard, long haul. Just like Torah and just like Eretz Yisrael. Those are the big three. Torah, Eretz Yisrael, and Olam Haba. What? So the Chavetz Chaim says the Yisurim was being in Mitzrayim for 210 years. That's the first Yisurim. And then suffering to get into Eretz Yisrael. If you want to make it the 21st century, we all know what the Yisurim of Torah are, and we all know what the Yisurim of Eretz Yisrael are, and we know what the Yisurim of Olam Haba. Doesn't have to be only one time in history. It's an ongoing thing, right? It's an ongoing thing. When I have a cousin who lives in some crazy Arab neighborhood in Israel, and I told him, what's going to happen when Mashiach comes? What's going to happen? Oh, because he told me, like, you know, Mashiach is already here. It's Mamash. I said, what's going to happen? He said, what do you mean? Eretz Yisrael is with Yisurim. So the fact that I have to deal with the United Nations, that's part of the deal. What can I do about that? Doesn't change the fact that doesn't change anything. Like, it's a different kind of mindset. But that's what he said. Torah Minayin. How do you know Torah is true? Shinemar Asher Agever Eshat Yasrenu Ka Umutrezcha Telam Denu. Eretz Yisrael, Dechziv, Ki Kasher Yasir Ishat Beno, Hashem Melkecha Miyatzvecha. Uchziv Basrei, Ki Hashem Melkecha Miyviechal Eretz Tova. Olam Abba, Dechziv, Right, it comes with only with Musar. Tani Tana Kamej of Yochanan. Kol Osik B'Torah U'Gemilas Chasadim. Anyone has Torah or U'Gemilas Chasadim. V'Kover as Bana. Or, unfortunately, loses his children, buries his children. Mochlin lo al kol avonosav. He is forgiven for all his sins. Amalei of Yochanan. Bishlam U'Torah U'Gemilas Chasadim. I understand those two. D'chziv B'chesed B'emes Yichupar Avon. Chesed, the Gemilas Chasadim. Shneimar, Rodef Tzaka v'Chesed, Yimatzei Chayim, Tzaka v'Chava. Emes Zu Torah, Shneimar, Emes Kinei v'Al Tibkar. How do you see that Emes is Torah? It says Emes is buy Emes and don't sell it. How does that reference to Torah? Why is that Torah? The answer is because there's no other emes in the world. What else is emes? Everything else is sheker. Only emes is Torah. Ella kovres banav minayin. Where do you get that from? Tana leahu saba mishur mishur ben yichoy. It's your avon avon. It's a gzeirah shava. Ksiv hacha bechesed emes yichaper avon. The ksiv hasam. This is by Yirmiyah says umeshalim avon avos el cheik b'nehem. So why don't we bring the pasuk that we have in Shemot where it says poked avon avos alvanim? So the answer, because that pasuk doesn't say that, it's a kapara. Just as it happens here, it's a kapara. Am Rabbi Yochanan nigaim. Nigaim is tzaras ubanim and losing children. Ein an yisum shel ava. That's not yisum shel ava. Nigaim lo. But Tanya kol mi sheyesh bo echad me'arba maris nigaim halalu. Ein el mizbeach kapara. It's nothing but a mizbeach kapara. It's a funny lesson. Mizbeach kapara. To highlight, the mizbeach doesn't give you a kapara. It offers a kapara, not directly. You have to make a carbon, you need a kohen, you need an animal, you need tshuva, you need vidu, you need smicha, you know a lot of things. So too, just, God gets around, all of a sudden, not a kapara by itself. That's why it says mizbeach kapara. So he says, yeah, mizbeach kapara have it. That's true, it's a kapara. But yisurin shalav, lo have it. It's not that level. Viva yisema, halon v'halahu. Depends where you are. So Rashi says, in Eretz Yisrael, where there were walled cities, and a mitzvah had to leave a walled city, then it's not Yisurim Shalava. But in Bavel, where there is no walled cities, that is Yisurim Shalava. Tosafot have a problem with that. What do you mean walled cities? There was no more walled cities in the times of Amoraim. Okay. Or you could say a different answer. Ha betzina, ha beferhesia. Is the tzaras public? Is it in a public place? Is it on your forehead? Or is it under your arm? Nobody even sees it. Depends. Ubanim lo? What about banim? It's not Yisurim Shalava? Hechi dami. Well, you had children and died. It's not Yisum Shalava. Va'amar Rabbi Yochanan, din garmei de asire bir. Rabbi Yochanan said, this is the bone of my 10th son that he lost. Rashi says, it's impossible that Rabbi Yochanan, it could have been anything but Yisum Shalava. What could Rabbi Yochanan have wrong in his life? This is Rabbi Yochanan. So, obviously, that is Yisurim Shalava. That's what Rashi says. What else could it be? Right? How can Adam Gadol, like Rabbi Yochanan, not be Yisurim Shalava? That's a very funny pshat. What does it mean he had the bone of his 10th son? The three of Machlokas, what this means. Some say it was actually the bone. It's a very difficult pshat. He walked around with a bone. Others say, horrible pshat over here. I saw from Shririgon says that the son fell into some kind of boiling, some vat of boiling something, and it was burned up. And all that remained was one little bone. And he saved that bone. I never heard that before. The Rav Yossi said something very interesting. He says it wasn't a bone of the son. It was a bone from the Suda when they came home from the cemetery. So they had a Suda, and he had to eat, and he ate it, had a Suda then, and that one of the bones from the meat he left over. That's the bone. He walked around with that bone to remind him of the loss. And the last credit, some say it was a tooth. The tooth doesn't have any tumma involved. So he took one of the teeth. Oh, that's a very sick. Why did he do this? We'll see in a minute why he did it. But the kasha is, how can you tell me that it's not Yisurim Shalava? Why else would this happen to Rabbi Yochanan? Ella, ha de la havin le'klal. It must be, Ella rather, there's two types of Yisurim. Ha de la havin le'klal. Either you didn't have any, no children at all, or ha de la havin le'umetsu, or you had and you died. That is Yisurim Shalava. How do we answer the question? There's two Yisurim from Banim. So when Rabbi Yochanan said that Banim is not Yisurim Shalava, he meant someone who never had children. Okay. Rabbi Bar Abba Chalash, Rabbi Bar Abba got sick, all the Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan went to visit him. Amalei, Chaviven Alach Yisurin. You like Yisurin? Amalei, Lo Hein Blo Tzcharin. I don't like them. I don't like the reward I'm getting for them. I don't like it. I do not have this. Amalei, Havli Yadach. Give me your hand. Yavla Yade, he gave him his hand, the ukme, and he got healed. Rabbi Yochanan Chalosh, Rabbi Yochanan once got sick, Ola Gabe, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Chanina went to visit him. Amalei, Chaviven Alecha Yisurin, you like the Yisurin. Amalei, Lohen Vlos Chorin, not them, not the reward. Amalei, Havla Yadach, give me your hand, Yavla Yade, the ukme, he gave him his hand, and he healed him. So Gemara says, Amalei, Lukum, Rabbi Yochanan, I'm not sure, I couldn't heal himself. So he just healed Rabbi Eliezer. Amri ein chavish mata asim beis azur. You can't get yourself out of jail. If Reuven's in jail, Shimon can get him out. But if Shimon's in jail, he can't get himself out. So Yochanan was sick. He can't get himself out. He needs someone else.
You see all the time, Rebbe used to give brachas to children. Can't have them
both. Right, right. Rabbi Elazar Cholash, Rabbi Eliezer got sick. Oh, I'm sorry, before I said Rabbi Brava. Okay. Rabbi Elazar Cholash, Ola Gavir B'Yochanan. Chazit Ahavu Kagoni V'Beit Ophel. And he saw he was sitting in the dark. So Galu L'Dare V'Nafal Nahara. He opened up his arm and the light shone. What does this mean? Rashi says, because he was very good looking, his body shone. He opened up his arm and it lit up the room. Others say this is a ruchni, a very deep gemara here. What does this mean? Anyway, Chazit Ahavu Kabachi Rabbi Eliezer. He saw Rabbi Eliezer was crying. Why are you crying? Imishum Torah, Dol Efshis. If you're crying over the Torah, you didn't learn. Shanina, it's an old story. Doesn't matter how much or how little you learn, as long as you do your best. Imishum Mizone. Is it because you don't have enough food? Local Adam Zochel Shnei Shulchanos. Not everybody's Zochel to have two Shulchanos. Right? Not everybody's Zochel to have two Shulchanos. What do you mean two Shulchanos? Torah and tefillah and parnasa. So he answered him, "Imishum b'nei." Is it because the loss of children? Din garme dasir beer. Here's the bone of my 10th son. I'm walking around. I'm cry all day. I'm sad. I'm like, no. Lahai shipur the bali ba'afrika bachina. I'm crying because of your beauty, Rabbi Yochanan. That's going to one day end up in the ground. That's the reason to cry, and they both cry together. What does that mean? So I saw over here in the name of the Marsha says that Rabbi Yochanan used to say, "I am one of the last ones that descended from Yerushalayim." He was one of the last ones of the beautiful ones of Yerushalayim. The Yochanan said that. Where did he say that? In Bava Metzia, that Pei Dalet. Ani Ishtayiri Mishipiri di Yerushalayim. I am from the beautiful ones from Yerushalayim. So basically, it was about the Churban. So when you pass away, Rabbi Yochanan, the last remnant of Yerushalayim that we had is going to be gone. And that's why he was crying. That's the reason to cry. Okay. Adachi v'hachi. Even alachi yisurin. You like the yisurin. Amalei lohein v'lo scharin. Not them, not the schar. Amalei havli adach, yavli adach v'ukme. Give me your hand. Gave him your hand and he healed him. Listen to the story here. Rav Huna, takifu le'arba mei dani d'chamra. Rav Huna had 400 barrels of wine and they all got sour. So Allah gabe Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Huda came. Who's Rabbi Huda? Achud Rav Salah Chasida, the brother of Rav Salah Chasida, V'Rabbanan, and V'Rabbanan, V'Amrullah, Rav Adam Ra'afa, V'Rabbanan, V'Amrullah, Lion Mar B'Milei. Why don't you go examine your actions and figure out why this happened? As we learned today, when something bad happens, go examine your actions. So Amalahu, Umicha Shidna Beinaychu? Well, you suspect me of doing something wrong? So Amalei, we chashed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Dava Dina B'Lodina? What, Hashem did something that you didn't deserve? He says, I didn't do anything wrong. Well, Hashem did something wrong. Hashem gave you something you didn't deserve? It doesn't make any sense. Amalehu, Iikaman Deshmiya Alai Milsa Lema. So Rabbi Huda said, you're right. You heard anything about me? Let me hear the criticism. So Amalehu, Amalehu, Hachishmielan, here's what we heard. Delo Yav Mar Shabishala Arise. You didn't give the sharecropper his due. You owe the sharecropper, but you didn't pay the sharecropper. So Amalahu, Mi Kashavikli Midi Mine, Hakanganavle Kuli. I should give him, he stole from me. I should give him, he's a ganav, the guy. Amrule, he quotes over here that there's a concept that you're allowed to take the law into your own hands. There's a concept called the halacha of it inish dina l'nafshe. Sometimes you're allowed to be your own judge. So the Mordechai here quotes somebody named Rav Kolonimus, who says you're only allowed to be your own judge when you then go to the bezin to make sure you did the right thing. You can't just take the law into your own hands and that's it. Go to sleep that night? No. Take the law into your own hands and then you go to the bezin and did I do the right thing? That's A. B says you're only allowed to do that with the actual item. I gave somebody my pen. Where's the pen? And he denies it. He never gave me. And you go into his house and there it is on the mantelpiece, a beautiful case. Then you can take the pen. Do a pen. Here, what happened? The guy stole vines, wine, whatever. So he says, I'm not paying you. That's a different wine, different vines. You can't do that. You can't withhold because he's a god. I don't know how to do that. You got to go to Bezin for that. So Amrulay, Haina de Amri Inchi. So Rav Huna said, yeah, they told Rav Huna. That's what people say. Basar gan v'ganov. V'tam etam. Yeah, you follow God if it tastes the same. In other words, you're no better than him. He stole from you. He's stealing back from him. Amalehu kabilna alai diyahivna lei. I accept upon myself now. That's not the proper way to act. Rather, I think I'm the best in. Ikad the Amri. So some say, hadar chala v'havichamra. That the turn back. Ikad the Amri. Yaka chala v'tam b'dabeichamra. Others say, no. There was a spike in the market of vinegar. And he was able to sell it for the same price as the wine. So you see the story. I didn't have a chance to see the answer. The Chavad Chaim talks about the Lashon Hara aspect over here. That everyone's talking a bit about each other. So that he has a piece in the Chavad Chaim. I didn't have a chance to see the whole thing. Okay, next. We did this Tosas over here. The second Tosas, Amar B'Yochanan. So Tosas asks, look at this Tosas. I'm sorry, we have to do it. Pirush Rashi. Rashi explains, Adam Chashav Kirb Yochanan. It must be, how else could Rabbi Yochanan lose so many children if it wasn't Yisurim Shalava? How could it be otherwise? Says Tosfos, the Tema, Tahamasik Dehecha Delohavi Lebanim Klal, Lohavi Yisurim Shalava. If you don't lose children, if you don't have any children, right? Delohavi Lebanim Klal, that's not Yisurim Shalava. There were many tzaddikim that never had sons. How's that possible? And then we don't have it in our Gemara. There's a hey, you see the little, there's a note in there, and they add somebody by the name of Yeshua ben Nun. Yeshua ben Nun didn't have any sons. Did you tell me Yeshua ben Nun had a babies?
Children.
No, sons, because that's how it says. Vimishum bonos. Doesn't count. That doesn't count. Parakbasa is a kiddushin. Right? Venero Lafarish, Dachi Parak. Rav Yochanan, Dir Din Garmei, Alma, Midahavi Rogel Menachem Acherim Bekach. Since he would use the bone to be Menachem other people, Shma Mina, Dahavi Yisurim Shalava. That must be Yisurim Shalava. Aval Enu Toloi Bekach, Shetzigim Atam Pam Onim Yisurim. Don't tell me that just because something happens or doesn't happen to people, that's Yisurim Shalava. Why? Because anybody can have anybody, any situation. We know Gedolim that have horrible lives and regular people that have horrible lives. And Gedolim have wonderful lives and regular people have wonderful lives. That doesn't work. That's what Rashi said. It must be Rabbi Yochanan was Yisurim Shalava. How else can you explain how he had a life like that? That's tough. It doesn't work like that. Right? It doesn't work like that. Rabbi Yochanan was able to take the bad situation and use it to uplift the lives of other people. Right? That's an amazing thing. Right? Funny thing is, Raxon points this out, Rabbi Yochanan was able to do this, and when Rish Lakish died, and his Chavrusa died, he couldn't go on, and he died. That's an amazing... He lost 10 children, he was able to uplift other people. And when his Rish Lakish died, his life was over. So that itself just tells you what kind of person Rabbi Yochanan was. It's a scary thing.
Might as well come on this advice that Rabbi Yochanan's children were all tzaddikim.
Correct.
Because it doesn't examine...
Right, that they should have examined their own lives. Why did Hashem take their lives away? Well, they could have been little kids. We don't know. It's hard to say that a four-year-old kid has to go examine his life. It's hard to say that. But we don't know. We don't know anything. I don't know. We don't know. I saw in one of the footnotes says that Rabbi Yochanan did have one more son, and that's Rav Masna. Interesting to know. Rav Shirugon said it's Rav Masna that we see in Shas. That's his son. Okay. I'm glad to see that he had a legacy. It's very nice. Okay, next. Brand new topic. Tana, Abba Binyamin Omer, Al Shnei Devarim, there were two things, Hayithim Mitzta'er Kol Yamai. There are two things I tried very hard my whole life. Tana, what do you mean tried very hard? What are they? Al Tfilasi Shetehe Lefnei Mitasi, that I should daven right away when I wake up. Right? That's what it means. V'al Mitasi Shetehe Nesuna Ben Tafel Ladarim, that my bed should be placed in a north-south direction. So everyone asks, what do you mean Mitzta'er? So make sure you bet that all wake up when I have a whole life I struggle with that. So do it once. Right? Go to shul in the morning. What do you mean? I struggled with it. The heart is a funny lashon. That's why Rashi changes it. Rashi says, "Kol yomai nizharti." I was careful. I was very careful. Shalo lasos. Listen to this, Rashi. Shalo lasos malacha. You shouldn't do malacha. Shalo lasos b'torah. You can't learn. Kishamadati mimitosi, when I got up, Aj Ekrafishma Vespal before I daven, says Tosfos. Last Tosfos on the page. I'm sorry, second to last one. Shlohaya osa malacha achi tfil. Rashim Pirish, afil luma, sha'asa luma karim tfila? Now that I learn before davening? Below yadati minole. Where did Rashi get that from? Where did Rashi get that from? Half the dafyomis in the world are before davening. What do you mean you're not allowed to learn before davening? So Tosfos says it doesn't mean that. It can't mean that. Hey, you can't, right, I'm going to go to shopping and I'm going to do my job and then I'll go daven. That you shouldn't do. So what Rashi, so Rabbi Yonah said, Rashi meant was you shouldn't learn alone. Because you learn alone, you might get busy, you get sidetracked, and before you know it, you have to go to work. That you shouldn't do. But if you're learning in a group, of course you're allowed to learn before davening. But Rashi, what's Rashi talking about? Rashi meant talking about learning alone. Maybe alone, but if you don't have a schedule, but if you're learning alone, you might get engrossed, something might happen, and then you never know, and then before you know, you didn't daven. But if you're learning with a group, that's Rabbi Yonah, even Rashi didn't mean that. So next, Al Tfilasi Shetehei Lefnei Mitasi. What does that mean, my Lefnei Mitasi? I already gave you the answer. It means you should be right away when you wake up. Ilema Lefnei Mitasi Mamash. What, you're going to daven in front of you in your bedroom? Va'amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Itam Rav Shuv and Levi, V'nayin Lespal, Shalo Yehei, Bava Chotze, Tzpeinu Leben Akir. It can't mean you learn daven in your bed, next to your bed. You can't daven anything next to a wall. Shenemar V'yatzev Chizkiyo, Aponav Alakir, V'yispalo. That Chizkiyo turn to the wall and daven. The best way is when you daven to the wall, so you're not distracted by anything. You're sitting there in the bedroom. That can't be what it means. No, lo tem lefnei mitasi, ela ein lo samach lemitasi. Next to my bed. Meaning, as soon as I wake up, right near my bed, I went to go daven. Va'al mitasi shetein asuna be'tafon l'darim. What about this one? That my bed has to be in a north-south direction. Amar of Chama, Amar of Chanina, Amar of Yitzchak, Kalanosin, mitasi obein, tafon l'darim, havi lebanim, zecharim. You're going to have male children. Shenemar, v'tzafuncha, tamal lebitam, yispu banim. Rav Nachman ben Yitzchak Omer, af ein ishto ma'peles, nefilim, kintetziv hacha, v'tzafuncha, tamal lebitam, v'tziv hasam, v'yimala yameha leledes, v'hine tomim bevitna. Okay, what does that mean? So Rashi says, Tafon l'darom, what does that mean? Which one, north or south? Where the head has to be? Rashi says it doesn't make a difference. As long as it's a north-south direction, Rashi says, Rosha umargoloseha, zela tafon, zela darom. One to the north, one to the south. It doesn't matter. Why? V'nira be'enai, sha'ashchina b'mitzach o'b'mayru. The shchina is in the east or the west. Lefikach, nachon lahasev, derech tashmish, l'ruchos acheros. It's better to face the other direction. Says Tosfos, the bottom Tosfos. It's only if you're married. Why? That's where the Shechina is. So in other words, it's only with your wife. But if you're alone, or you're not with your wife, it's not a problem. Says the Rambam. The Rambam says it's a problem even if you're alone. And the Beis Yosef says something fascinating. He says, nobody knows this Rambam, because for some reason the Rambam put that in Hilchos Beis HaBechira. That's why the Rambam quotes that halacha, that you shouldn't sleep alone, you shouldn't sleep, your bed should be north-south, even alone. In Hilchos Beis HaBechira. So Beis Yosef says, who learns Hilchos Beis HaBechira from the Rambam? Nobody learns that. He says, only two or three people learn that. Therefore, El Bechad betrayed Bedara. Only two or three people in each generation know that halacha. So therefore, nobody... Therefore, Rashi and Tosfos won the day. When he wrote the Shulchan Aruch, he writes like this. Asur liyashen b'mizrach l'mayr of im ishto imo v'nachon lihizar afil kishay. Right? It should be nachon, like the Rambam says. This is one of the Zohar says it the other way around. The Zohar says that the other way around, that the mita should not be b'in tzafon l'dorom. It should only be b'mizrach l'mayr. Says the Mishnah Berurah, we never have a time where the Bavli, where the Halacha argues on Kabbalah. You can't have a time where Halacha and Kabbalah conflict. Therefore, even though he quotes that there's a Menachem Azariah who passes like the Zohar, you cannot pass like the Zohar. Can't, because the Kabbalah and the Bavli can never conflict. The Gra is so machmir that they can't conflict, that he works out that the Zohar doesn't really argue. Even though the Zohar says that, Somehow he gets out of the Zohar and says, no one even argues. It's not even a machlokes. I don't know if it's manateh. People, when people build houses, then is there in this din? Some people are crazy about everything. I think most people, I don't know. I never did that in my house. I never took a compass and sat and checked. Maybe I should, I don't know. But that's a fascinating also insight that the halacha and the Kabbalah can never conflict. And the Mishnah Berurah and the Gra go very, very machbid, that we pass on to Shulchan Aruch, that what Mizrach and Ma'ariv, Tzofen L'Dorim is the way you can, and then the issue with the wife, right, that's already the secondary issue. But the Rambam was machbid on it, and the Mechaber said you should try your best if you can. All right, we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a very good day.